All right, Sammy, good solid top five run tonight. You were one of the survivors of the first race, only in a sense that you were able to push your car away. What did you see from your perspective?
You know what? From my perspective, I couldn't see anything except a bunch of cars stopping, and I was hitting the guys in front of me, and I was getting hit from behind, and it was like a train wreck. You know, we were all sort of hooked together, bouncing off each other, and by the time it was all over, my entire car was up off the ground. The front of my car was up on the 50, and the rear was on the 55, I think, or something. I'm not sure, but it was a mess, and I really thought we were done for the night, and sort of went into mode of trying to help out my fellow competitors and looking at the damage they had and, you know, what they needed to do and relaying some information back to a few crews. And then I started looking at mine, and I thought, you know what, it's all cosmetic. Maybe we can get back on the track, a new nose wing and wire up some body work, and you know, we might be able to get back in it. And lo and behold, my crew and several other crew members from other teams, hats off to all of them, and I thank them very much for jumping in and helping. And sorry, I'm not really sure who they all were, but there were several guys that jumped on and helped us get the car back together and pushed off. And you know, we were going to run a few laps and see if, you know, it felt like it was okay and going straight and such, and then they said if it feels good, keep going. And
Have felt pretty good, because you were running some really good laps there the first couple times you were running around the track.
You know, as it started going the further and further, I said, okay, we got something. Let's just keep running it. And we just kept knocking cars off as we went up, and a few quality cars fell off the field. And lo and behold, we got fifth place, so I'm pretty excited.
No ill effects that they could know, they could even feel, or that you could even tell that from the wreck at all?
No. Actually, the car performed very well, and you know, I have no complaints. I just wish maybe there was a couple more cautions to group things up there at the end, but that's just the way it rolls. And, you know, we're really excited, and we got a little more, you know, pep in our step leaving here tonight than we've had the last couple races here where we just haven't performed like we should have. And we'll take it home, you know, they'll fix up the body work on it and take it down and get it back together. And I don't know if we're going to be here again before Classic. If not, Classic weekend, we'll be back.
All right, and finally, who do you have?
A race before Classic? I don't even know.
There's been a race after Classic, yeah.
Okay.
And finally, who do you have to thank for your run tonight?
Oh, definitely Mike Murphy, Chris and Danny and all the guys, Sarge and Burns and, you know, the entire team. You know, these are the same guys that operate and work on the 32 car all week long for the ISMA circuit. So not only are they working on the 32, but then they're contributing and putting this car together to come to the track. So hats off to all the hard work they do, and I really appreciate it.